This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. You can let that go on there, brother from another mother. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, as I said right out the get-go here today, I'm actually broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm learning the southern twang, and I'm really getting a hold of myself, I'm telling you what. And I think I don't think anybody would know that I wasn't from Georgia. I mean, the way that this is just kind of dumping off on me, it's contagious. But I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now, broadcasting live. Folks, just for the record, I just want to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. So I want to welcome you to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, it's a news resource, friends. I, again, want to let you know I appreciate you very much for taking the time and checking it out and actually sticking to it. The sign-ups, second to none. The ratings, you guys have knocked it up to the top. We're beginning to take ground majorly, not just across the United States of America, but also across the globe. So, again, thank you for responding to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's been out for a month now, and we're doing just fantabulous because of you. So, again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that as well. It is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean's fan page. We got about 99,000 friends, and if you go over to Sons of Liberty, we got about 150,000 of you that have liked us, and again, we just want to let you know that we appreciate you. You are the reason that we do what we do. You can also check out Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. It again is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are inaccessible today, and for this, I apologize. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry because we know that, you know, the lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, the skeptics, the atheists, they call in all the time. You know, I mean, they don't have anything better to do with their time than actually record the sonsoflibertyradio.com for you. Namely, me, moi, that would be me. And actually distort my message. So what they have to do instead of calling in and actually confronting me on the radio, what they have to do is they have to write a blog. And what they like to do is they like to omit and they like to add and they like to take away and they got to paint a picture and they have to demonize. You kind of get the program. But again, I'm so sorry the phone lines are inaccessible because we know that the weirdos and lunatics and skeptics, they call in all the time. They're a brave bunch of folks, let me tell you. Again, folks, I want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds. And where did George Washington get that from? Well, the slogan, deeds not words, actually was extracted and derived from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, who said in 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this our hearts are assured before him. So, simply put, faith without works is dead, right? So the way that we show the world that we are Christ is actually allowing Christ to see us, see the world, or actually the world can see Christ through us as we actually walk out our faith, right? That seems to be how the program works. So anyways, in saying that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I'm going to follow up where Stephanie Joy usually follows up. Now, folks, what I want to do is I'm actually in, again, Atlanta, Georgia, broadcasting live. And I want to just kind of lay this premise out before we take our first break here. Now, I know that the younger generation is under the illusion that for some reason when the left is in power, as you've been taught, you know, the paradigms of the right and the left. Well, when the left is in power, for some reason the American people believe that, well, they're a bunch of demigods. They can, you know, for the most part, do whatever they want without consequence. And then the other part of that illusion is when the right is in power. As if to say when the right is in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. You know, I know the older generation actually taught us this mixed up doctrine, this mixed up leaven that Jesus warned us of by beware of the leaven of the Herodians, you know, the corrupt doctrine of the government. And he also said beware of the leaven of the corrupt doctrine of the church, namely the Pharisees, the hypocrites, the pretenders, those that say and they do something different. But this is my point. The paradigm is this, that when the left is in power, well, you're under the illusion that they can do what they want. When the right's in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. I just have one question for you, friends. How many constitutions do we have? Now, I know that for the most part, those that listen to the Sons of Liberty 6 days a week, you're already tracking with me. You already get the point here. But for our new listeners, you need to understand that we have one constitution, not two and not three. Now, what comes to my aid is a signer of the Declaration of Independence. His name was Benjamin Rush. He was asked at one particular point in his life, you know, are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat? And he replied with exposing their stupidity and bringing the word of the Lord into the equation. That's the best way to always bring forth the fruitless, namely the gainsayers. You know how to shut them up is just bring forth facts, because facts are stubborn things. Interestingly enough, Benjamin Rush actually said, I am neither. He said, I am a Christocrat. Wait a minute. So I'm a Christocrat. Yep. And in the military and those that represent we the people, you know, those people that work for us in government, not we work for them. Isn't it interesting that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed? Read the Declaration of Independence. And isn't it also interesting that when they put their hand on the Bible and they swear to uphold giving their oath, nobody made them do it, they volunteered to represent we the people, but during their oath they said that they would uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Now, taking it over to the representatives, and just we've already kind of covered them guys, so let's go over to the military for a quick second. Now, when the military actually go overseas and they fight, you know, constitutional wars, because I know some of you out there are going to say, well, Bradley, they're fighting unconstitutional wars right now. You're exactly right. But why did you allow Congress to send them in the first place? Now, do you still want to talk about that? I didn't think so. So going back to my point again, is the fact that when our military are fighting and bleeding and dying to ratify or to make valid the constitutional, the laws enumerated within our Constitution, the empire of laws, said John Adams, the second president of the United States, against tyranny. I'm just kind of curious. Are they fighting for the left or are they fighting for the right? No, they're fighting to uphold their liberties by enforcing God's moral law against all crime. Therefore, let's come back and just talk a little bit about this and go back to our forefathers. The two-party system does nothing, my friends, but teaches the American people to divide and to conquer. You got SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, phone lines are inaccessible. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Give it a shake. Tell us what you think. Getting back to what we were talking about right before the break, by the way, we are broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia, and it's been awesome. We've been here for about 2 days. We got 2 days to go. We'll tell you all about the trip when we get back home into Minnesota, okay? But not until we get back to Minnesota. That way I can open up the lines and then we can talk. But let's go back to what we were talking about right before the break here. The two-party system, it's nothing more than WWF at its very worst. You know, pro wrestling. You know, this guy's against this guy, so on and so forth. Because really, friends, that's what it comes down to. And I also want to tell you something, too. You know, a lot of times people try to explain what I'm about to explain, and they can't do it very clearly. And I want to tell you why they can't do it very clearly. Albert Einstein was right when he said that. You know, when people can't explain very clearly what they're trying to say, it's because they themselves don't understand what they're trying to say. Or let me take it over to James Madison, the father of our Constitution. He was the guy that said, you know what philosophy really is? It's big words with common sense meaning. And I should have actually gave you the definition of what Albert Einstein said before James Madison, but we said it. You get the point. Let's go to the two-party system. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that there's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader. Oh, boy, does that not sound familiar? And concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. The second president, the colossus of independence, John Adams, said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties. But what do we hear through the state-run media 24/7? You're being inundated with, well, look at the left side and look at the right side. Folks, it's nothing but WWF. And isn't it interesting that with every great crisis that comes along, it's always the American people that lose? And what do you lose? You lose your rights that God bestowed upon you. But I also want to tell you this. You only lose your rights if you forfeit those rights. Because we know, my friends, what the price of freedom is. And it is eternal vigilance, is it not? And where did that come from? It came from our forefathers. And where did they derive that from, my friends? None other than Scripture, when the Scripture says, fight the good fight of faith. And yes, faith is a good fight. And you always know you're in the will of God when you're in the middle of the battle. Just ask David that. As a matter of fact, David got in trouble when he wasn't in the battle with Bathsheba. That was the time that kings went to war. And because he didn't go to war, he wasn't in obedience to the living God any longer. Well, he fell, didn't he? He went and looked where he shouldn't have looked because he was doing what he shouldn't have been doing. Folks, the so-called right in this country has been capitulating to the anti-American socialist communists through a totalitarian government who attempt to force their agendas on the American people by the games that are played through the left and the right paradigm. And nowadays, America's right is as corrupt and destructive as the left is. As a matter of fact, let me say it this way. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Let me say it again. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. That's exactly right. What is the difference between the left and the right? I was sharing last night, I was doing a house meeting, and I actually shared with the people that I did a little homework on the Republicans and the Democrats, and I said what's interesting about it is I found that the Republicans were more corrupt than the Democrats were. So folks, I always want you to understand, it's not an issue of party with me, it's always an issue of right and wrong, and are we being ruled by the lawgiver who gave the right to do it in the first place. But again, nowadays, America's right is as corrupt and destructive as the left. Again, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, and as the un-American agenda goes forward, again, who loses? You do. Because you're falling for the stupidity through the propaganda that's being thrown on you 24/7. If you'd simply go back to the foundations of our country and read the documentations, and by the way, that's you would do that out of gratitude, saying thank you to those that fought, bled, and died to give you what you have today. It would do us all well to read the documentation that they swore that they would uphold, namely, again, the enumerated laws within our constitutional republic. See, no matter what side of the aisle a representative stands on, they all swear the same oath. And keep in mind, the representatives and their oath is very similar to the military's oath, okay? I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, not some, both foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation of purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Did you hear what I said? So help me God. In other words, they're acknowledging the right giver, are they not? Again, read the Declaration of Independence. Why is it that the American soldier fights, bleeds, and dies to uphold the Constitution while the representatives in American government, some, we're talking about corrupt government here, friends, are allowed to desecrate their honor by undoing the freedoms under the laws of the Constitutional Republic, again, Article 4, Section 4, which the soldier himself sacrificed to give us, namely his life. John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brothers. That's exactly what our military has done for us. They laid down all, their all to give us what we have. And that includes our representatives. And no representatives don't have a right to desecrate the blood that was shed to give them the privilege to serve we the people in the first place. Folks, again, we have one constitution, not two. But the American people, again, have been dummied down to believe that when the left is in power, they can trample the Constitution. And when the right is in power, they can go ahead and trample the Constitution on the other side of the aisle. And what they begin to do is they both act as if they are a law unto themselves. Now let's go back to that apostolic individual named George Washington. That God-fearing individual that told us through his farewell speech that we all used to know up until 1962. Of course, that does not apply to my generation. We were robbed of that information. But this is what George Washington prophetically warned the American people. He said, "The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetuated the most horrid enormities, it itself a frightful despotism, but this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of the public liberty." Did you hear what he said? So simply put, America would again not have a left if the right, if the right had been doing the right thing all of the time. Let me say that again. Let this go down into your ears. Let it sink into your ears and let it sink down into your heart. America, you would not have a left if the right had been doing the right thing all of the time. And again, it would do America well to go back and see the flags that were flying during the American Revolution. Here, I'll just recite them for you out of memory. Again, appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. No king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven? That was their rallying cries? Folks, they must be ours as well if we wish to see America regain the ground that has been lost. And friends, keep in mind, the ground has been lost. And if we want to regain that ground, guess what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to fight for it. It's time for the American people to draw the line in the sand and say enough is enough. Too many boys and too many girls fought, bled, and died to give us what we have. And we allow dishonor to take place on a 24/7 basis in this country to allow anybody in government to corrupt the office in which we are to honor. And I'm not about to stand down and say, go ahead to the criminals in government. Just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Go ahead and trample and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Ain't going there. Not going down in history that way, friends. We're going to stand up and we're going to fight. And that's the only way that we're going to regain what we've lost. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, case in point, a guy said, if we could prove that Barack Hussein Obama is criminal in any sense of the word, in essence is what he was saying, everything he does and has done, he said it would just be completely washed away or blown away or swept away. I said, you're exactly right. I said, so what we need to do in this country is we need to quit dealing with the branches on the tree and lay the axe to the root of that tree. I'm prepared to do it. Are you? Right when we come back, we're going to talk about blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. Again, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. What's going on in your country, friends? What is the answer to America's dilemma? Well, I'm about ready to give it to you. Be right back.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tape cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Now what I want to do is I want to bring everybody in this country from coast to coast, from Minnesota to Texas. Let's lump ourselves into one lot, okay? We know that we're a Christian nation. We know that God has shed his grace upon us. And I just kind of want to go back to the fact that I know people, you know, sometimes they get mad at God for actually the things that they themselves are guilty of. Here, let me explain. Blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. Now, how much sense does that make it? You know, it's funny because people say, well, I never thought about that. Well, of course not. That's why you listen to Bradley Dean, right? And Stephanie Joy with the Sons of Liberty. Now, during my radio show this week, I was talking about how blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good he gave and still gives through his son, Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continues and continuously gives through his mercy on a daily basis, Psalm 103. Now, let me give you an analogy because this will bring it into, well, clarity for some that don't quite understand what I'm trying to say here. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies, and he opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet, and after waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. Now, to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down and took a cookie out of his tin and ate it. What'd you say? Yeah. To his astonishment, without a word of permission, this lady reaches down and she takes a cookie out of the tin and she eats it. This man couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and she offered it to him. The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, or presumptuous, flashed through his mind. And he was about to express his thought. He bent down and he saw the identical tin of cookies. And he found it and realized that it was actually his. And he realized that the identical tin of cookies that were his were still at his feet. So in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized that her responses to his actions had been, in truth, been very gracious. So when you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you will find that it is man and sin that man chooses to commit which are responsible for the evil in this world, James 1:12. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy 30:19 comes to my aid. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Now let's go over to the New Testament in the book of Romans 6. Remember Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, living through Paul and flowing out of Paul's belly like rivers of living water, stated, it is written in Romans 6, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. So in other words, we choose to obey God or disobey God at every single step that we take. So man not following the rule of God's government is the very reason evil exists in the world. Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Bradley, are you telling me that if this country is ruled by God? I'm telling you that we are based on the Mosaic Institution. And yes, that is set upon God's moral law. Through Moses, just go ahead and look at the Supreme Court or any Capitol building in the United States of America, or go ahead and read any state preamble. And what does it start out acknowledging? God. God Almighty. God Almighty gave his law. So Bradley, again, let's go back to the point that we're not a theocracy. Well, most people, going back to the paradigm is what I was talking about earlier, the left and the right, we know that we have one constitution, but let's go back to that stupidity that is thrown on the American people. Friends, not only is the right complaining about how out of control this government is and this corrupt criminal administration, but even the left is doing the same thing. I just have one question for you. What are they complaining about? They're complaining about the government stealing their money. Well, you know what, friends? My father told me, thou shalt not steal. Number 8 of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. Well, people are tired, both on the left and the right, Bradley, of, you know, government lying. They don't know how to tell the truth. Well, I want to tell you something. You're finding yourself on God's side if that's the case, because God said, thou shalt not lie. It's number 9 of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. So, if we're not a theocracy, Samuel Adams said we were a theocracy, by the way. And you want to complain about the fact that we have to obey God? Well, listen, if you don't want to obey God, you're going to lose your liberties. Depart from the living God, and what happens? You begin to give yourself over or subject yourself over to what? A tyrant. And a tyrant is this criminal in the White House. And everybody and their dog and their cat and their parakeet knows it. And I'm even talking about, again, both paradigms. They don't like the man. Why? Because he's not ruled by God, right? He's not doing the right thing. And I want to ask you one more question, and I want you to visualize this with me for a moment, if you would. Now, when this president actually swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States, where was his hand? One was in the air swearing to God, and the other one was on the Bible. Why was his hand on the Bible, and why was his other hand up in the air? Because Scripture comes to my aid again. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God first. And what's second? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And keeping his commandments, friends, is enforcing the law, which, by the way, is the whole purpose of government. It's to ensure our rights. And we know from Charles D. Montesquieu that he was the, well, he helped William Blackstone and John Locke, along with founding our Constitution, friends. And he was the one that said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And again, who gave us the rights? God did. Did God give us the right to violate his moral law? Nope. And everybody within conscience, both atheist, homosexual, child murderer, to the most righteous in America, knows that to be true. So, again, going back to the point of theocracy, then what are you complaining about? Man, okay, wait, so you want God on your side when you want something done. It reminds me of Madeline Murray O'Hare. She was the one that just had to get rid of God. She couldn't tolerate God. Interestingly enough, her son is actually running a ministry out of Washington, D.C. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what? They'd be praising me, and they'd be saying, Bradley Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean. That's exactly what they'd be saying. See, because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But going back to Madeline Murray O'Hare, she was shot and killed. Now, I bet you she spent her whole life, just like Voltaire did, trying to remove God. How foolish. Hey, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, friends, and that's exactly the fruit of spitting against heaven. Study history. But she was shot and killed. I wonder when the man went to Madeline Murray O'Hare, and before he took her life, and she realizes that she was going to be shot and killed, I wonder if she wanted God on her side at that very particular moment. I bet she did. Well, you can't kill me. You can't kill me. I bet you Madeline Murray O'Hare wasn't saying, hey, we're not a theocracy. No, as a matter of fact, she was agreeing with God. You can't lawfully kill me. Who told you that, Madeline Murray O'Hare? God did. Right? Thou shalt not kill. Number 6. God's moral law, the Ten Commandments. What do you think went through her mind right before she died? All of my years, all of my time spent warring against the God that was there to protect me by his law. The whole purpose of government, friends, is not just to ensure your rights, but it's also, as John Adams rightly said, to restrain from violating God's moral law. Boy, that was a little tangent. How'd you like that? I enjoyed that. Thanks, Bradley. Patting myself on the back right now. But folks need to think things through before they jump to conclusions and they think they know more than what our forefathers established. And what did they establish? Well, Exodus 18:21. A republic. So the laws of that republic are established by who? God, of course. Different show. You probably already got the hat and the t-shirt, right, friends? If not, go ahead and download the podcast. There are so many wars within and without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of Glory. And yet, because he rebels, wars continue and man has the audacity to blame God. You know, I've heard this one before. As a matter of fact, if you read in the book of Judges, chapter 5, the Lord said that if you allow other gods within the gate, he said there's going to be war. Then what happens is people disobey God. They serve another god because they forgot the first tablet when he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, we disobeyed that, and Jesus was, you know, the mediator between man and God, and there's none name other than Jesus Christ himself under heaven, whereby men might be saved. But we wanted to go ahead and try it our way, and what has happened? We have war within the gates. Whose fault is that? Is that God's fault when he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and you went out and chose other gods to serve? And to be served? And that's God's fault for man choosing to serve other gods? No, that's your fault, America. You have a Muslim problem in this country because you don't believe in action. The God, the 78th percentile of the American people in this country that say that they're Christians because they don't act on what they say they believe. That's why you have a Muslim problem in this country. Same thing with the preachers from the pulpits. Whores. It's interesting. Well, there's so many wars in the world. Let's just coexist. Okay, well, why don't you coexist first? Let's send you to the Middle East and call us after a week and tell us how it's working out if your head's not gone first. How does that sound? Folks, you need to think. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be right back for the final segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with sonsoflibertymedia.com and freedomoutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying His law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's MoneyCode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
The way that's not me singing, so do hang on. It sounds like he's got some, like, serious, like, acidic-y business going on in his stomach when he's singing there. Yeah, so you think he's a smoker? I'm talking to Chase over here, friends. Folks, what we're talking about right now is blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. How ridiculous. I was just giving you analogy after analogy. We went down the road of theocracy, you know, like it or not. You know, isn't it interesting, the radical homosexuals, they hate anybody that doesn't agree with them. And isn't it interesting how they target Christians? You know, through their totalitarian methods, they like to smack your face and pull your hair, and then they have the audacity to cry victim. What are they the victims of? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What are the radical homosexuals the victims of? Law. Whose law? God. Why are they targeting Christians? Because they know that the Christians are there to magnify God's law against their crimes. And they did that all the way up until the 60s, but they have forsaken the law. And Scripture tells us in Proverbs 28, those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Now we have the church in America actually, well, opening the doors by saying all are welcome now. And why is the church becoming corrupt? Why is the light of the world dimming within themselves? Because they are being changed by culture rather than enforcing God's commandments towards crime. And crime towards who? God. That's what sin is. The transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. So let me go through this really quick. Because again, there's so many wars within and without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of Glory. And yet, because he rebels, wars continue and man has the audacity again to blame God. So let's go through the Ten Commandments really quick to see the reason for the evils in this world. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Friends, do you serve other gods? What is your heart attached to? That is your God. Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. What is a graven image? To serve a God that overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, so on and so forth. In other words, a God that suits your sin. Let me tell you something, friends. The God that suits your sin is a figment of your imagination because he does not exist. You need to understand that God is a holy God. He is a just God. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, professed Christians, because if you don't, the wrath of God will abide upon the sons of disobedience, and so it does. Number four is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Friends, do you honor God by giving your hearts to him and your hand to man? Because that's really what it comes down to. Number five is, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Do you hold your parents in high esteem? And just a side note, you follow your parents in righteousness as long as they follow the Christ. Right? 1 Corinthians 11:1. Number six is this, thou shalt not kill. And Jesus in grace said, are you angry with your brother without a cause? Because if you are, you're in danger of the judgment. Matthew 5. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. And yet Jesus said, even if you look at a woman or a man to look upon them, to lust after them, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. And then he goes on in grace and he says, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out, for it's more profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish than that the whole body should be cast into hell. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Friends, have you ever stolen something of great or small value? Number nine is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Have you ever told a lie before? And when people do lie, what would you call a person that tells lies? Liars. And you don't have to tell 10 lies and ring a bell before that lie actually counts. A lie is a lie, and there's no such thing as a white lie neither. Number 10 is this, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. One more question, friends. Have you lusted after something that does not belong to you? Exodus 20. Read the whole chapter. Let me tell you, again, the correlation, the two sciences that run together, said James Wilson, religion and government. Friends, you need to keep in mind that government is, well, it's the study, it's the science of government. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. So, again, always goes back to the Creator. Okay, but listen to what Noah Webster said. He's the guy that wrote Noah's Webster, you know, Webster's Dictionary, 1828. And when you open the front cover, it says that he taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, to sin. He said, all of the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Should I say that again? All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. True that. So friends, again, let me put the question to you. Have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? Precepts, by the way, friends, are those things that God has entrusted His church to actually perform. Okay? Have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? I can tell you how you have. First, within yourself, you allow sin to reign. Secondly, you allow crime to reign within the church, and you allow crime to reign in your government. Yes, you have despised or neglected. If you are not protesting, Protestant has meaning. If you are not protesting sin, friends, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you want to see why a man tries to defend his sin, follow him home. And that's where you're going to find out why. And the only argument against the Bible, my friends, is an unholy lifestyle. And that's why people get mad at God, is because they themselves are guilty as literal H-E double hockey sticks. And it's my job to kick the hell out and to put the heaven in by the power of the Holy Ghost. So, therein lies the evil that prevails. Read Romans 7:14-25. So, before blaming a merciful God for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and realize that it was God the Father that gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's violations towards God's holy law, John 3:16, in order to establish the light of men. And who is that? Well, again, His name is Jesus Christ. I love that. Because the fact of the matter is I'm right, I know I'm right, and it's time for the American people. You know, I hear so many people talk about, they got to have revival in their church. You know, we have to have a revival in our government. Well, keep in mind, friends, you can't revive what ain't dead. Remember, God does not create out of you until you're first nothing. That's when He creates out of you. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And it starts with individuals, because the individuals are the church. And I also want to tell you this, friends, that revival, we want revival fire. The Bible tells us that we are ministers of the flames of fire. We also know that God is a consuming fire. We also know that in flaming fire, it talks about in the book of Thessalonians when Christ is angry with non-believers. We know that Scripture teaches us, again, that we are ministers of the flames of fire. But again, you know, you don't have to advertise fire. Have you ever thought about that? We want revival, and we know that fire comes with revival. And yet, again, I'm down south right now, and it's interesting that out on the East Coast, you see everywhere, signs everywhere, come to our service on Wednesday, and we're going to have some revival services. And you got to go inside of the local church and tell the pastor, hey, listen, you don't have to advertise fire, dude. Because if you're truly on fire, just like John Wesley, the great field preacher who was a prophet, who preached 90% law and 10% grace, he was the one that was guilty for saying that he sets himself on fire every morning so the world can come watch him burn. So, oh, wait a second. So the world will come watch him burn. Yeah. And again, isn't it interesting that when revival really does take place, you don't have to advertise it? Because, again, you don't have to advertise a fire. What happens when there's a fire? Man, everybody gets around that fire, don't they? Or if there's a fire, what happens? The fire engines come, right? The authorities come. Well, this needs to take place in the church. There's no question about it. And let me give you a word of encouragement here before I get going here. I say this on almost every interview that I do, and I'm doing them almost, we're to the point now. Last week, I think we did one or two of them every day for 3 weeks prior to that because of what we're doing on Dove Television. We're actually broadcasting Dove on Dove TV, the My War series across the nation right now, every Tuesday, and they'll be peppering the television airwaves probably, I'm guessing, 40 to 60 times over the next 18 to 20 weeks. I always tell the listeners during an interview, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. To those that say, well, they're partially Christian, but they're also patriots, well, that's great. We're all of one, you know, the same source. Conservatives, patriots, Christians, one and the same, because it's all, again, derived from the Christ, who is the light of men, the salt of the earth, so on and so forth. God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but friends, you got to first stand up and fight for it. In the hope that I'm giving you through the Word of God right now, the hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given with you. So what are you doing with the truth given to you? Folks, I'll talk to you in 23. You got Bradley, Stephanie, be with us tomorrow. Love you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart.